It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Coming up in this edition, I sit down with Joey Nichols. Joey is a past Arkansas State Amateur Champion, won the stroke play a couple of years ago at Shadow Valley Country Club up in Rogers, Arkansas, won it at the age of 39. You'll hear more from him coming up, and oh, by the way, he does have a daughter that is signing with the University of Arkansas. You might have listened to my podcast episode with his daughter, AK, Anna Kate Nichols, several episodes ago. She also won the state high school overall championship this year at Pleasant Valley Country Club, which, oh, by the way, is her home course. Joey grew up playing the game of golf in the state of Arkansas, attended Catholic high school. You're going to hear more from him and also about Anna Kate, who signs with the Arkansas Razorbacks this week. Now, this episode was recorded a couple of weeks ago, so keep that in mind when Joey is talking about his outstanding daughter, Anna Kate Nichols. Blackman Auctions. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. They've been in the auction business for a long time, so they know auctions. Thomas Blackman and the crew, they know how to get it done. BlackmanAuctions.com, go find them on the web. And if you're interested in attending one of their auctions, they've got their lineup right there on the website. Blackman Auctions. Better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. We're back after the break with Joey Nichols. Stay with us.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Joey Nichols grew up playing golf right here in the state of Arkansas. Played on the ASGA Junior Designated schedule. Also attended Catholic High School. Played there for the Rockets. Was a part of some outstanding golf teams that the Catholic High Rockets put out there in the early 90s. He went to Lamar University at first before coming back to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. And he didn't turn professional. Although he did have professional dreams, he decided to go into law practice. He still plays the game at an outstanding level, and he's competed in several United States Golf Association championships. On the tee, Joey Nichols. Joey, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. Man, you're
life just has to be good right now. You've got a daughter that's a senior in high school about to graduate, and her golf career has just really taken off, and I know you have to be extremely proud of her.
Yeah, I do. These last few years have been, honestly, and I've got buddies, they're always asking me, how is it? And I said, I can't honestly believe it, really. I mean, she, when she was younger, she played a little golf. I got her exposed to the game, but she was doing other things. She was a gymnast. She was into other sports and, played a little golf. But then she kind of started taking it more seriously, I guess 9 or 10 years old. And then from there, you could kind of quickly see that thing, that she had a gift, that she had the talent. Now, where that went from there, I really didn't know. But, we're 2 weeks away, I guess yesterday, from signing day. And so she'll sign with the Razorbacks. And, just even saying that gives me goosebumps. I mean, because she's the girl that, I never forget. I mean, I took her to Razorback golf camp and dropped her off. And the first day she was up there for camp, I think she was 12 years old. She went a couple years before COVID. And then they
yeah.
did. And I picked her up and she were walking to the car and she's like, Dad, she's like, this is where I want to, I love this place. I love Shauna and Mike and I want to be a Razorback golfer. This is what I want to do. And I said, AK, that's great. Cause anybody that knows me, maybe as much as you, is probably the biggest Razorback fan that you
you're huge.
Mr. Positive.
Yeah.
Razorback fan.
They're always going to win.
Yeah. Drink the Kool-Aid kind of thing. And so she'd grown up around that, she'd grown up around me and seeing that, but, having her, be up around the program. And I remember telling her, I was like, AK, I think that's awesome. I said, their program's really good. I said, it's going to take a lot of hard work to get there. And you can't just be the best girl. And I don't mean this bad. You can't just be the best girl in Arkansas and get you a scholarship to play for the Razorbacks. But I said, you've got, if you work at it, I think you'll have a chance. And there were years that went by in that stretch where I didn't necessarily know. I mean, I thought I'm dad, everybody with their kid, you sort of try to balance, okay, how good really are they at a sport
sure.
relative
yeah.
to what maybe they are because you perceive them to be better. And
right.
But I remember a couple years before, probably back when she was probably 14, when I started kind of going, yeah, she's got the ability to play that level of golf. And then it's a question of, is she willing to work hard enough to get there? And that's the hardest part about having a girl golfer in this sort of, managing like how to manage her being having a great social life, being happy, being and also being a golfer and getting better, because she has no girls at her really at her school and really around that really play golf like she plays
mm-hmm.
necessarily, in particular, at Pleasant Valley or that she can kind of pick up the phone and go play rounds of golf with. So when she goes to practice, I mean, it's kind of a loner sport in
yeah.
a lot of ways. And so I've balanced like with her doing everything I could do to keep golf fun and not pressuring her to, so she still plays like she's playing on the high school basketball team. She'll be a senior at PA and she jokes, she's not the best, but I mean, she's a good 3-point shooter.
Right.
She loves to play.
Yeah.
And the coaches, they're great with her. They know, like, AK, don't dive on the floor too much. We don't need you
get
know,
hurt.
We don't need you getting hurt and all that sort of thing. So
yeah.
it's like, but that's been good for her because
yeah.
she hasn't had a team sport away from golf. Golf is, I never wanted her to get to a point where it's like she wasn't having fun with it as a kid. And so, like, when we played golf, we rode in a cart. We listened to, we put on some good country music. We have fun playing golf so that it doesn't seem like she's out there really, having to work at it necessarily.
Yeah.
But as she's gotten older now, she puts pressure on herself to get better. And she goes out there and she works and I don't have to tell her.
That's cool.
To do it.
That's
I don't want
so cool.
to tell her to
yeah.
do it. I just want to be dad.
Right.
So it's great. Like I'm so excited about 2 weeks from now. That's just one, stop along the journey, I guess. But the special moments that I think about, I remember the day she committed.
Yeah.
Like it, I mean, that was a moment like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
My girl's going to be a Hog.
She committed the same day she was offered. I mean, we walked out of the meeting to the car. She said, Dad, is there anything to talk about? I said, no. I mean, she said, I want to commit today. And so later that day, she called Sean and committed. And then, so I remember that day, like, you know, tears in the eyes, like, man, this is great.
That's pretty cool.
I think signing day will be the same way.
So, oh, yeah. No yeah. doubt about it. Well, let's talk about you. Mm-hmm. We've had AK on the golf podcast. Very, very good, well-spoken young lady. When did you first pick up a golf club?
So I was probably 10 years old when I picked up a club. It was kind of really a little bit lucky that I didn't grow up with parents that played golf. I didn't really grow up around a lot of my friends when I was younger didn't play golf. I used to stay at my grandparents lived over in Lakewood, and I would stay with them in the summer. My grandfather played while he was in the service. And so he had a set of clubs. I found them in a closet. And there weren't any kids around. It was kind of, you know, it was great in some ways, but in some ways I was like, I got to find some way to entertain myself. And so I found his clubs, and I started hitting balls around the yard, and I started hitting balls over the house and doing all this. And so my grandmother made my granddad take me to play golf for the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember that, even that first time going, man, I love this. I mean, not that I was great initially, but I had good hand-eye coordination, and I was short, not super athletic. I played every sport, but I wasn't great at football. I obviously wasn't great at basketball. But like I quickly realized, like, man, I could be good at this. And it's an individual sport. I don't have to depend on necessarily a team in that aspect of it. So it just kind of went quickly from there. So I was kind of lucky.
And then you grew up playing Arkansas State Golf Association junior events.
Mm-hmm.
And then Catholic High School.
Yep.
On the golf team there?
Yeah.
Y'all were pretty good.
3 years. We actually had at least six Division I golfers on one high school golf team. And I you know, it had to be, if not the greatest high school golf team ever in the state of Arkansas, it sure had to be
one
right
of.
There.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It was hard to make the top five as a, you know, junior in high school when, you know, I knew I was going to play golf in college.
Yeah.
So that was great. Those were great times. I mean, I was there 3 years. We won state championship all 3 years, never really even got threatened to lose a match. It was more competing against, you know, the Ron Whitakers and the JC Hossels and the Matt Watts than it was honestly competing against the other teams. So those were great times.
It was just a bad golf team. I mean,
yeah.
Y'all were bad.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a bad way, in a good way. Y'all were bad.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, those were great times, and that's sort of where I, you know, got better. I mean, that and growing up at Burns Park playing golf with, you know, my buddies and just sort of, you know, taking it to the next level.
So when it became time to decide where I want to go to college,
mm-hmm.
obviously a big Razorback fan,
mm-hmm.
but you knew they had a loaded team as well.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to stay home and go to Little Rock.
Yeah, it was weird. I ended up I wanted to be a Razorback, and they recruited me a little bit, but then didn't offer a scholarship. And honestly, you know, if they'd offered me much of anything, I probably would have gone up there. But I was actually supposed to go to the Air Force Academy to play golf. All the service academies recruited me because of my grades and
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, my dad was in the military, lifelong military, my grandfather, and so I committed. And I was actually a couple weeks from leaving for like boot camp after graduation when I got the courage to tell my parents. It really wasn't what I wanted to do. I wasn't like an ROTC guy at Catholic or any of that. And at the time, you know, I just wanted to be a golfer. I mean, I knew I wanted to get a degree, and I knew that I wanted to, you know, give myself a chance beyond golf, but I wanted to be a golfer. And so it kind of put me in an awkward spot because you're sitting here in June after graduating high school and I have nowhere to play golf. And Dan Snyder, who was coaching me at the time, knew the Lamar coach really well. So I ended up at Lamar for a year, redshirted, and then I transferred back and played at, you know, I was lucky. I mean, Arkansas Little Rock hired Win Norwood,
mm-hmm.
and it was about that time I decided I wanted to transfer. And so I was really one of the first recruits to play for Coach Norwood. And I mean, I love it. I mean, that was a great, like, experience, getting to come back home, play for 4 years for him, help build a program that's doing great things now. So,
what was it like playing for Little Rock and then playing for Coach Norwood and having the access to the golf courses that that team had to be able to improve your game?
It was unbelievable. You know, that was one of the main reasons, of course, when he got hired and when I was kind of looking around, as soon as I knew, one, that he was going to be the coach, and then two, that we were going to have, you know, the ability to practice at, you know, Pleasant Valley, Chenal, Maumelle, you know, back at the time it was like Quapaw and or Stone Links, you know, that we had the ability to play at really all the golf courses, and that was huge because that's, you know, how you get better, and it also allowed us to recruit better players as has kind of continued on, and they've just built on that. So it was great.
Did you ever have aspirations of the PGA Tour? I'm sure every kid that at least plays college golf thinks that, okay, I'm going to make it onto the PGA Tour, but when you actually break down the numbers, it's a long road to get there.
Yeah. I think for me, as I played college golf, like I realized, like I was a grinder, you know. I consider you, you know, kind of like I had to work at it. I was not as gifted of a ball striker, let's say, or as a, you know, a Brent Winston or even, you know, like J.C. Hossel, who I play a lot of golf with. Great golf swings, just phenomenal ball strikers. You know, I had to work at it, and I still do. And so when I was in college, I kind of realized, like, yeah, I could turn pro and play golf, but realistically, the commitment and how long that would take, I kind of decided I kind of need to use golf, you know, let golf take me on a journey, maybe, you know, away from, you know, continuing to play golf, you know, professionally, let's say. So that's what I did.
And it helped you?
It did.
In business?
It did. It's a huge, it's been a huge benefit. I think golf has opened so many doors for me that at the time, maybe I didn't realize, but, you know, I'm a practicing attorney at the Friday firm, and I do. And so many people that I have known through golf or I've met through golf are a lot of the people that I do business with. There's a level of respect, maybe, I don't know if I earned or not, but like that people had for me because of golf. And I remembered even when I first started practicing law, I thought, man, I got to be in the office all the time. And if I missed, you know, there'd be a older attorney at the firm that would say, oh, you play too much golf. And then as I got older, I remember when I was in my late 30s, you know, I got to play in a Western Amateur at Elotion. And I remembered my managing partner coming in, and he thought it was the greatest thing that somebody at his firm got to do that and how big of an honor it was. And he made me feel so good about it that from that point forward, I was like, oh, I just need to play golf.
Yeah, I'll be on the course.
Yeah, so it made me realize, like, when the person at the top says that, it was. And so it's been huge. I realized that way back, but I continue to realize it.
Yeah, and you played, you know, on the weekends and ASGA tournaments and stuff after, you know, passing the bar and everything and kind of getting the practice started. Won a state amateur as well. That had to be special.
Yeah. It really, like, and I don't know what happened. maybe it was just the cycle of, you know, getting out of college, you know, really working for a while and then kind of continuing to play golf, but starting a family. And then in my mid-30s and into my late-30s, I started playing a lot better. And I don't know what it was just – I knew that there wasn't the pressure necessarily to play golf, but I kind of got where I was playing USAM qualifiers and mid-ams, and I started qualifying for some USGA events. And I got where I just sort of knew that I could play, and I didn't really worry about who I was playing against. I'd go to these USAM qualifiers, and I'd see all these college bags. And before, I would go, oh, my gosh, there's a guy from Oklahoma State or there's a guy from Texas or whatever. And when I was in that phase, I was like, I don't really care. Like, I know what I can shoot, and that'll be a good score. And it kind of – I just got where I had a confidence level. And then in that time is when I won a state AM, and that was and qualified for a USAM really at the same time. It's that summer. My buddies were all like, oh, this is the summer of Joey. It was my best summer.
Right.
Because I thought I might not win a state AM. I mean, I was 39 years old when I won my state AM. And I mean, probably my biggest regret, honestly, of like the things I didn't do is I had a chance to defend at Pleasant Valley. And I remember that next year thinking,
your home course.
My home course. And I thought I can do, you know, and I didn't really play like I can play. And I came close. I mean, I was like, I only lost by like 3 or 4 shots. But I thought, man, if I'd have played like I was playing then, but I just wanted it to. It was like, it's at Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
How cool would it be to defend on your home golf course? And right. I just, you know, and I didn't do it. I kind of didn't really, it wasn't, I didn't play terrible, but it wasn't, I couldn't finish it off. So, but that was great.
USGA events,
mm-hmm.
They're different.
Yeah. They're the best. And that's that. Those are what drive me even today. I sit here and think, okay, I've been fortunate. I've played in 8, a lot of mid-AMs and AM and junior AMs and all that. And now I'm like, okay, I just turned 50. I'm recovering from a bit of an injury.
Yeah.
I don't want 8 to be the number. I want it to be 10, 12, 15. I want to play in a lot more of them. And they drive me to want to get back to playing well. Again, they're just the best. I don't know what the, I mean, I listened to your podcast with Bo and him talk about it. And it's just, if you haven't been to them, the feeling that you get is just like none other. And I got to, Anna Kate caddied for me in the mid-AM, the last time I went to the mid-AM.
And that was out in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm, in Colorado. And that was, and I caddied for her last year.
Yeah.
In a USGA event. And it was her first one to play in. And it's just the best memories, for sure.
You talk about Pleasant Valley and that being your home course. You excited to see professional golf come to Pleasant Valley for the next 5 years, at least at a minimum, with the Simmons Bank Championship?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, I couldn't, I mean, it's the best news. I think it's just great on all levels. I mean, Pleasant Valley's obviously going through a renovation, and I think it's going to be spectacular having Simmons behind it. I mean, I think the golf course will be great. And then just having an event like that in Central Arkansas, I'm excited. I've not been to having a Champions Tour event like that and some of the legends of golf that are going to be here, I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for that week just to sort of hang out and see it.
Yeah, and it's going to be the second to last leg, so it's the second leg of it as well because it's only 3 legs. But the top 30 from that event, I believe it's the top 30, they move on to the championship. It's kind of like the PGA Tour as well when, you know, they move mm-hmm. on to East Lake. Well, these guys are going to move on to Arizona where the championship is the Charles Schwab Cup Championship is. So you're going to see the best of the best on PGA Tour Champions at PV.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait just to be out there and kind of hang out. I'm already trying to figure out where it's going to be. I mean, I want to hang out on the driving range and watch them. I want to work the driving range.
Try and get some tips.
Well, I want to work the driving range so I can hang out and talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, and just see. And then hopefully our Arkansas guys. I'm good friends with Glenn. I hope Glenn and Ken and JD all make it. That'd be great.
But it would be
hopefully,
great.
I'm sure they're all going to be motivated next year. Not that they're not already motivated, but I hope they'll to be there.
No doubt.
To play that.
Let's talk about AK for a second. I know we did at the very beginning of this episode, but she have dreams of the LPGA Tour?
She does. I think she, as she's kind of gone along this journey, she's sort of realized, like, I've got to, you know, I want to keep, I don't know how, you know, I've heard her say, I don't know how good I can be, but I know that I'm not anywhere near how good I can be, because she's not a girl that's really, it's kind of like I was telling you before, she doesn't spend every, you know, she's not spending every minute practicing. Not that she practices hard, but there's a lot of things in her game that can keep getting better. And so for sure, when she gets up there to Fayetteville and Sean and Mike get a hold of her, I think she thinks, I know. And what's been encouraging is a lot of girls that she's played a lot of golf with growing up in the state, and then some of the girls out of state, they're having great success in college golf. So I think that's given her confidence, like, hey, I mean, if this girl over here can do this and she's you know, she's playing great. Why can't I?
Yeah.
So I think she just wants to get to college, keep getting better, and see if she's good enough. Yeah, she wants to try.
One thing I like is when I've seen you in qualifiers, is you've always got one guy on your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Duke.
Yep.
Gov.
The Gov.
The Gov is on your bag.
Yeah.
What is that relationship like?
It's been great. Like, we met in law school, and so he's caddied for me, you know, all the way back to the first kind of, he would caddy for me in USAM qualifiers or mid-AMs, and it's been great. Like, he's traveled with me to really every USGA event that I've been to after that point, which was the last, really the last six or last five. He's been every time. And so he was on my bag at the US Amateur. I mean, just doesn't get any cooler than that. And we have a lot of great stories about just the experiences that we got to go through and that he got to, and he felt like, you know, being on the bag in one of those was so special. And then I didn't really realize it until I flipped roles and like I was on the bag for AK. And then I thought, man, this is great. Like, yeah. I felt like I was part of the team. And I was helping her, and then that's kind of how he felt with me. So we have the best. I mean, hopefully he gets – we'll have several more down the road.
Joey, best golf course you've ever played?
Pine Valley. I've been fortunate to get to play Pine Valley several times. And
it's just recently number one on the list.
I've gotten to play it several times on a trip that I've been able to go on. And it has – the frustrating part is it has kicked my butt every time I've played it.
But it's Pine Valley.
It's Pine Valley, and it's just I normally am kind of a straight driver of the golf ball, and I think, well, I could play this course, but you get out there, and it's so spectacular that for whatever reason, I just have choked off the tee box. So I want to get back and try to, you know. I heard Ken Duke got to go play it this summer and apparently shot like 66 or 67, and I'm like, I could see that. I mean, he drives the ball. I mean, he's right. Obviously great, but yeah, that's that's the best I've ever played, that golf course for sure.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others you'd like to play a round of golf with.
Okay, so unlike my daughter, I'm gonna first pick AK. So I wouldn't leave AK out of this group. And since AK's in the group, I think she would say Tiger Woods. So I think we would have Tiger in the group, and I would have Ben Hogan.
Wow.
I'm kind of a Hogan guy. I've always been just sort of enamored with, you know, him. And so I think – having Tiger and Hogan and AK in a group, can't beat that.
I don't think you can.
No.
Joey, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, on the web at bphotels.com.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
That will do it for this edition of From the Shortgrass. Before we go, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com. Make sure you find one of those Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group's properties that they manage, and then book your stay. You won't be disappointed. Also, the PGA Tour Champions is coming to Little Rock, Arkansas and Pleasant Valley Country Club in October of next year. Stay tuned to From the Shortgrass for more details and information on how you can be a part of it. Remember, always fix your ball mark on the green and a couple of more, and I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.